Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. What's up, Blog Talk Radio? It's Brother B and Nicole. And
hey everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. How y'all doing? I'm in transit right now, getting back to base, so you know. pardon the background noise. But what's going on with you, lady?
Nothing. Just, you know, just trying to survive in this crazy world. Just trying to have some perspective, you know?
Now, listen, you don't want to really talk about that dude. Because
please exit through the rear door.
I'm going.
You better be careful, because I'm pretty sure you have a bunch of fools on the bus with you who probably going to sit there and vote for him, too.
Well, I don't listen. Personally, first of all, before I go into it, I'm going to just make my disclaimer. Listen, this is Brother B, and, you know, I'm in rare form tonight. So if you got an attitude or if you get offended, like I said on Facebook, you know, what you interpret is not my baggage to carry, and that's just what it is. So now, when it comes down to this asshole, I think he's fake. I think he's just all about propaganda. You know, he's not looking to run for president. He's just looking to get attention. Like, he seems like an attention-starved kid who needs someone to, feed him the attention that he's looking for. Like, how do you get up on a public forum and say, we need to not let Muslims in? So, all right, so in my attitude, I can sit back and say, well, if you don't want to let no Muslims into the country, then don't let anybody else into the country either. Why are you just going to put it at Muslims? Just don't let no Europeans, white, black, or other Africans, don't let nobody else up in this joint. How about
that? We don't want the Mexicans either, you know? He's trying to keep this place all white.
Well, listen, my whole thing is don't even let in no more white people. Because my whole thing is this, real talk, you can't have one without the other. So don't sit there and say, oh, all Muslim, because nobody, listen, you have people out there that don't want us to generalize them. You don't want us to generalize white. Blacks don't want to be generalized. Asians, Africans, they don't want to be generalized. But so if you want to sit there and generalize people, let's just put everybody in one big bucket. If you don't want to let Muslims in, then don't let anybody else in. Don't let no damn Africans in. Don't let no Mexicans in. Don't let no white Europeans in. Don't let nobody else up in this joint. Just close. If you're going to close the borders, just shut it down, period, for everybody. Don't just talk about one race, because the whole thing is this. Anybody that agrees with his idiotic statement, the same people that are racist on the low, and I don't want to hear that shit. Oh, well, I got some black friends. Listen, I don't care what you got. But for you to sit there and have some type of sentiment, you know, towards a group or creed of people who, just because they have some radical individuals. Everybody got radical individuals. Listen, you got the KKK, but nobody's saying kick all white people out of America or not let white people leave because of the Ku Klux Klan. When the Black Panthers was going on, I mean, come on, that was a time where anybody white didn't want anybody black here. That was just what it was. Like, first of all, people really need to start taking accountability for the dumb shit that they say and the dumb shit that they do. Last week or the week before, you know, rest in peace to those who lost their lives and condolences to the family, but in L.A., San Bernardino, California, the little situation with the two people going up in the facility and shooting up people. I was waiting for somebody to blast on the news that it's a Muslim. I was waiting for it. Because in this stage in the game, there's many terror attacks that's been going on for years. I've never heard of any Muslim put donning body armor and running up in a place and just shooting it up. Especially a female at that. So you have a man and his wife that ran up in the center. For you know, handicapped people and shot up the place. Yeah, okay. Is this certain things that you're not going to have me believe? Like, at this point, I don't know who it is. I don't know who it was, and at this point, I don't care. Just catch the bastards. They claim they caught him. They shot the car up. But we live in a world where I can put a picture up of anybody and tell you this is the person that did this, and everybody's going to believe it.
Exactly.
That's my problem. Like, stop lying. Like, just stop lying. Like, this whole country was found on lies. Like, people want to then turn around and talk about the gun issue. For what? It's not going to stop.
No, of course not.
If you ask me, they're trying to disarm. They would like to come up with a way to disarm legal, law-abiding citizens. But all you're doing is just going to create what? More of a crime wave if you do that. What's the purpose? Listen, all these people who talk about gun this and gun that, you can't blame the gun. You have to blame the individual. Just like you
That's
can't
right.
blame a whole bunch. You can't blame a whole bunch of cops and a whole bunch of law enforcement because of what a few individuals chose to do. I don't look down on all the NYPD just because of a couple of idiots.
No.
Why should I? It's not their fault. There's some great cops out there, you know, and I wish them all well. But you do have a few that make the rest
that
look like bad.
And for everybody else, you're right.
And we live in a society where we focus more on the bad than the good. Because it seems like bad things sell, you know, bad controversy is better to talk about. So if controversy is so much to talk about, I love how everybody was talking shit about Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby,
yes.
The rapist, allegedly, but nobody said shit about Charlie Sheen.
Nope, not one person. And the subway guy.
Yeah, and last time I checked, if you have an HIV status and you have unprotected sex, that's considered attempted murder. Last time I checked, I believe
exactly.
It's attempted murder. So I don't see him being charged. But you want to rip apart Bill Cosby's life because of some allegations. No proof, just allegations. Okay, no problem. See, double standard. Double standard. Today, my daughter told me, check this out. Today, my daughter told me, she doesn't like one of her classes. And I was like, why? Because... I guess it's some type of history class or whatever, but apparently they were talking about the Civil Rights Movement, and they were talking about Emmett Till. Listen, to those who know the story, you know the story. To those who don't, Emmett Till, I forgot what year it was. I'm not even focused on that. He was a young man, a kid that was killed because they claimed he looked at a white woman. So basically, they snatched this little boy up from his house, beat him, and then threw him in the lake. And the people that were that did it were, you know, found not guilty. You know, I look at our own people, our own black people, and I have to say how fucking stupid could y'all be to not wake up in 2015? There's motherfuckers out here that don't like you, so stop kissing ass. There's motherfuckers out here that don't want you here, so stop kissing ass. There's motherfuckers out here that want you dead, but yet you busy wanting to shoot Raheem or this person and that person because he slept with your girl or disrespected you. You know, a bunch of assholes. Like, are you serious? You're fighting about what?
Stupid.
Exactly.
They're not
people
sticking
you got...
together.
Huh?
I said our people are not sticking together.
No, they're not sticking together. Why? Because when we had cohesiveness, there was a movement to kind of eliminate that. And then you had other parties kind of follow suit and infiltrate and introduce drugs and all of the type of trickery into the mix. Now, like I said, anybody can put the needle in your hand, but it's you. You're the person that's going to put it in your vein.
Right.
I just feel that, you know, for black people in general, you know, there's certain opportunities that are not given. We're treated a certain way, and morale is very low amongst us. It's not the best. So, we can do these videos, sing and dance, and jump around with this little nigga money that some of these rappers be getting or these basketball players be getting, because you'll never be where the real owners are. You'll never be there. Because and the reason why I say never, because it's like for years this has been going on and no one's showing the initiative to try and take reins of the situation, whether it's music, whether it's sports. You know, no matter what it is, our people are just not concerned with being the leader, but you want to play leader. Because we're too busy wanting to look good instead of actually being good.
Against each other.
Huh?
That's the MVP against each other, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't feel like this. If you ain't got shit and I ain't got shit, what the fuck am I competing with you for? If we both ain't got shit, there's nothing to get. Well, we going to argue over who has less shit?
Yeah, you know how it is. You know how it is. We can't stick together for nothing.
Oh, I only got 2 cans of corn in my cabinet. Oh, yeah? Well, I only got a carrot stick in my refrigerator. Oh, yeah? Well, I only got 1 shoe and 2 socks. So how about that? Like, are you serious? You find anything to argue and compete about?
Instead of coming together. Be like, all right, you got this, I got that, let's come together.
Well, you can come together. It's interesting how some black people can come together to destroy one of their own.
Mm-hmm, like how they do Bill Cosby.
Yeah, because that's when the coons came out.
Exactly.
That's when the coons
and
came
I'm
out and
Bill Cosby. I'm sorry, he ain't raped nobody. They knew what it was.
Yeah.
In the internet, so they need to stop.
Yeah, of course they knew what it was, but that's the whole thing. Listen, the news gets a hold of it, and the news runs with it. And anything that's damaging to us is great news. But yet, we still out here, our dumbasses are still out here supporting this media. We shouldn't be supporting none of it. The fake-ass BET, from Channel 2 News to Channel 7, all these fake-ass media outlets who always are quick to want to assassinate or destroy the credibility of a people, whether it's black, whether it's Muslim. Because, I mean, that's what it is right now. If you're black, you're a problem. If you're Muslim, you're a terrorist. Like, are you serious? So what about all those Muslims that are in the armed forces? What about all the Muslims that are doing things to help make this country better? So you want to kick them all out of the country? You really want to stir the pot and have some dumbass, paranoid jackass in the backwoods just come out of nowhere and say, yeah, I agree with Trump. We should just start killing all these Muslims and getting rid of these Muslims. See, all it takes is one idiot to hear the message the way they want to hear it, and they turn it into something else.
Exactly. And it's sad. All the black people want to vote for Trump. Because Trump don't like us either.
Well, of course you don't like us either. We don't fit in his agenda.
We never did.
Listen, Trump ain't all anything that Trump got. He ain't built for us.
Uh-uh.
He ain't do nothing for us. He ain't do nothing for the Muslims either. But you know what I find interesting? See, people want to talk shit about Muslims and all of the type of shit, but when 9/11 happened, there was only 2 planes up in the air. That Saudi Arabia oil family, their plane was up in the air. in Air Force One. But nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody probably seems to remember that. They were the only ones that their plane wasn't grounded. They were allowed to leave the country. So when you want to throw around the anti-Muslim sentiment, you know, just remember that they're telling you, oh, yeah, we hate terrorists, but yet they sitting in the room with a so-called terrorist making plans. Yeah, how are we going to get this money? That's just what it is. It ain't about me and it ain't about you. It's about the overall agenda. So, yo, cut the bullshit. Like, people, like, I love the way people feed into the bad food. Feed into the bad food, but never want to take any of the good food.
No. The negative is very strong, you know?
I don't know how it's that strong. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what's so good about it. You know, you're actually telling me that tearing down someone else to make yourself look better is good.
But they've been doing this for years, see? Nothing changed, it's just getting worse. They've been doing this for years. And that's the sad part.
Yeah.
And it's sad because it's especially in our community. And I think it's just messed up. You know? Our people would tear you down in our heartbeat. Would destroy you. Destroy you.
Yeah. You're right. Like, you know what I find? You know, it's amazing how even on Facebook, you know, with the sharing of information nowadays, like, you're learning. There's so much to actually learn on Facebook when you look past the buffoonery and people putting certain things up there, like documentaries or excerpts of documentaries or making certain statements. You know, Facebook to me is kind of like a gift and a curse. It has its good points and it has its bad points. But what I find so interesting about the whole Facebook thing is that people really don't see the issue with it. Like, the you know what I'm saying? Like, we just really stopped communicating with each other. Everything, you know, like, verbally. Everything is just based on a text or contacting somebody on Facebook. Like, don't get me wrong. I appreciate Facebook for reconnecting me with some people that I used to go to high school with, you know, people like you, me, you know, stuff like that, people, friends from back in the days. But some people just take it a little bit too far. Some people just take it too far. They live their whole life by, like, Facebook. And they're like, really?
For some people, that's their only source of entertainment, and that's their life. Things is not personal anymore. Everything is just becoming personal, you know? Even down to invitations, to parties. Nobody does real invitations anymore. You know, everything is an e-vite. You know, it's just things have just changed. You know, days where I was writing letters or, you know, sending Christmas cards and stuff like that. I miss that.
Yeah, because, you know, the sad part is we're getting lazy. Some of us are getting lazy. You know, technology is taking over and just making things a whole lot easier, so to speak. When it's really like making you dumb, it's making you slow. It's just making you non-responsive. It's just like having you not care about what's going on around you. Like, I'm sick of looking at the news. Because that same day when the shooting happened in California, then there was some other little news clip that popped up about some little kids in the elementary school that were plotting to blow up a high school. Now, what kind of shit is that? What kind of shit is that?
Yeah,
you're trying to tell me
you
have a bunch of elementary school kids planning or that were plotting to blow up a high school. Now, they said when they caught the kids or they found out who the kids were, they didn't have anything explosive. But my point is this. Where the hell did they get that shit from?
From
Where
home?
Did they get that idea from? Yeah, not just from home, but you know, look at all this bullshit on TV.
Yeah, and Facebook.
Yeah,
it's so easy
like
to access stuff, you know? And groups on Facebook. There's a lot of groups on Facebook that something else, I tell you.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure, because, you know, I try to not pay attention to the negative stuff, but sometimes you just got to see what the left hand is doing. And it's sad. It's really sad. Then people wonder why society in this country, as beautiful as it may be, it does have an ugly side, but nobody's paying attention. Look how it was founded.
Yeah.
That right there tells you how it's probably going to end from how it started.
And by
like,
and
really,
by what race too?
Yeah, exactly. And it's a shame that we even have to get into that whole thing of like pointing it out. Because, you know, individuals know who they are. They know what they have done. But, you know, talk like that would make somebody like me or you a racist. That would make somebody like me and you, like, you know, they're considered, like, anti-American
well, really
because of our beliefs.
Yeah.
Well, I would say more prejudice because racist is somebody who acts on it. But everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah, but see, did you ever notice how the opinion of a black person, oh, you're a racist, and if it's a white person, then it's like, oh, you know, but that's just their opinion, and I have a right to my opinion.
No, everybody has it, you know what I'm saying? Whether, no matter what color you are, an opinion is opinion.
Exactly.
Like, look at this dude, whoever that asshole was that decided to try to blow up a Planned Parenthood. Are you serious? So he's not a terrorist? He's just a confused individual because, you know, what happened? His girlfriend decided to get abortion and he got mad because she didn't want to have his kids, so he just wanted to blow shit up. Like, are you serious? He is a domestic terrorist. But nobody wants to pay attention to that. This asshole, once again, Trump, is on TV talking about, Muslims and terrorists. Motherfucker, you got terrorists right here. In your face.
Exactly.
But you ain't saying nothing about them. And I bet you he's not even going to vote for them. I bet you he's not even going to vote for Trump. But yet he's out there just blowing shit up and nobody's saying nothing. I just love it how people just turn the blind eye to shit. I just love it. They turn the other cheek.
I can't believe how far he's gotten. I mean, I thought it was a joke at first. And I'm just disappointed at America that he even got this far into the race. You know what
because
I mean? I really am.
You know why? Because that right there, you know what's so sad about that? That shows you how racist and ignorant people are. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. And I said it, and I'm going to say it again. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. When it comes down to Trump and his attitude, it's racist. It's deplorable.
Of course.
It's very bad. By him being how he is in the polls right now, that once again goes to show you the attitude of most Americans. That's what, you know what I'm saying, they want to hear that shit. They want to hear somebody say, kick them out the country or ban them from, that's what they want to hear. Listen,
mm-hmm.
these people ain't going to stop, they're not going to let go of these old ideals.
No.
Listen, if every black person and every Muslim left this country right now, what would America look like America wouldn't have trouble? Get the hell out of here, because then they turn around and they start shooting each other.
They need to point the finger at somebody so that they should be pointed at us. And it's sad. And we're not even the damn threat. It's just sad.
No, we're not the threat. We never were the threat. They're
no,
the threat.
And they, no.
Like I said.
And they're too busy worrying about us and they're letting everybody. I mean, it's just sad. It's just sad.
Yeah, it's like, yo, don't make a beautiful thing ugly. But it's too late for that. It's too late for that. You got a fucking cop who's is being brought up on attempted murder charges. I was watching the news, sadly enough, the other day, and they talking about how many cops nowadays are being brought up on attempted murder charges. And I'm like, are you serious? What the hell is going on out here? Attempted murder charges, are you a cop or are you a street dog? What are you? Are you supposed to uphold the law or are you breaking the law?
They do both.
And then what bothers me even more, you make it dangerous for the other cops out there that are actually doing their job. You make it bad for them because somebody may not get a hold of your ass for what you did, but there may be a good cop out there that's going to get that bullet or something's going to happen to him because of what you did. But these fucking assholes that they work with don't think about that. Everybody's too busy on their own selfish bullshit and not thinking about each other. Motherfuckers want to run around, oh, it's Christmas time. Motherfucker, Christmas is every goddamn day. You wake up and see the sun. Because guess what? There are people that you may know or I know or somebody else know that didn't wake up. But it's like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I just really don't understand the need and the warrant for all the selfishness that's going on. I don't get it. I don't.
It's like I said, it's been that way, B. It's just getting worse. That's what it is. Just seeing how worse it's gotten. But it's always been that way. Always been that way.
I mean, you're right. But I don't know, are we growing more conscious of it? Or is it just more in our face? Because
it's getting worse.
Okay. Well, then that's sobering and that's very disappointing, but also that's scary.
Yeah, we should be afraid, very afraid.
Yeah. Like, they said that on Black Friday, the news claimed on Black Friday, there was a spike in gun sales. So I was like, word? A spike in gun sales? A spike in gun sales.
Oh, come on.
So I'm like, wow, why is that?
Wow.
Why was there a spike in gun sales? Like, yo, I just received a text message from a good friend of mine, and she said that I sound angry. Yeah, I am angry. Love you, Joe. Yeah, I am angry. I have every right to be angry.
Well, of course you're angry.
Because I'm passionate.
Of course you have a lot to be angry about. You know?
Yeah, because why are we not treating each other right? That's grounds for anger.
Exactly.
Maybe if there was more people like me getting angry about the bullshit that's going on, maybe, some changes will happen because it needs to stop. All this anti-this, anti-that, but what are people? People are not too much pro-anything.
No.
Let's take it to the wind. I didn't know that whole little TV production of The Wiz actually angered so many people.
Oh, my God, that was so unnecessary. And even black people were... And then, you know what? This is the thing that pissed me off about The Wiz. I didn't care about the white people angry at us because they always going to get mad. Stay mad. I don't care. Fuck you. I'm mad at our people for criticizing The Wiz and downing what our people's trying to do. That's what pisses me off, okay? I don't care about no other race and how they see us because I don't give a shit. It's when our own people judge each other. That's what makes me mad. Oh, this is The Wiz. Oh, the movie was better and this and that. But this wasn't the movie. This was the play. And people fail to realize there's a difference between a fucking movie and a play. And I wish people would stop talking about the fucking dog. No, the damn dog. But now he was in the beginning and he was in the end. We did not need to see the damn dog. And I wish they stopped with the memes about it because that pissed me the fuck off. This is about The Wiz, Dorothy and the Tin Man, the Scarecrow, and the Lion. The damn dog didn't need anything. They did. So I wish they would stop. Instead of sitting there saying, like, wow, all these black people got together and they're talented. Because I was impressed that my man David Allen Greer could sing. Okay, so
oh,
I'm like, instead of saying, like, yo, it was good. It's on Hulu or go to NBC.com to watch it. It's still up there. Instead of them saying, wow, they did a good job, and it was live. I didn't see no fuck-ups. No one fell off the stage or fell. Instead of them saying our people did good, they want to criticize and talk about the damn dog. Really?
Somebody
people
always going to have something to say.
Yeah, they're not educated, because an educated person will know the difference between a damn play and movie. It takes true talent to do theater. Like,
of course it does.
What pissed me off. So, like I said, the white people or whoever, y'all, I don't care what they say. They're going to get mad at us, talking about, oh, whatever. Who cares? Y'all had y'all stuff. It was called The Wizard of Oz. Like, can we have something? But I don't care about them. It's our people. And this is why we will never get anywhere, because we're criticizing each other and putting each other down instead of lifting each other up. You mean to tell me they couldn't give it the same way they gave attention to Patti LaBelle's pies? You mean to tell me they couldn't do that for the Wiz?
Because it was good. Because
haters.
It was, exactly. Because they actually pulled it off live. So someone or some people had to be, they had the coons had to come out. The coons had to come out, and the coons had to make their statements and, you know, jump on in the mix. Because at the end of the day, you know, people want to be heard. Whether it's negative or positive, they want to be heard. And like I said, I didn't see it. But my whole attitude, whether it was good or bad, bravo, period. Because
exactly,
I loved The Wiz, like the original one. And
right.
I'm glad that they redid it. But like you said, it does take skill, a high level of skill, to go on stage and do a performance live and just like, and you know, it's like it's a lot of pressure. You got people sitting
exactly.
there in the audience, and you got cameras rolling on you because it's on live TV, and
that's
like millions
saying.
Of people are watching. It's like
a movie,
the only
you make
thing
a mistake,
do,
cut, whatever. Come on.
Yeah, no, and the only thing you do is say something derogatory. So once again, this is why we always find ourselves in certain situations, because we are quick to turn on each other, but not turn on the people that cause the problems or help generate problems for us. Like, it's easier to say something to you than it would be easier to say to a white man or Indian or Jew or Asian or something else. But we can quickly jump on each other. No problem.
Right.
And I, for the life of me, I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not perfect. Ain't trying to be, will never be. But my whole thing is like, don't go to church on Sunday, and then Monday morning, you talking shit.
Listen, they start talking shit at Saturday. Coming from the club, some come to church straight from the club, go there and talk about the people that's in church. It's like, then they come and they praise the Lord, hallelujah. Then as soon as they leave church, we see you going to the liquor store and do what they got to do. Listen, it's just, so many phony people. The same people that's judging you are the biggest sinners and the hypocrites out there.
Now, I'm going to say something, and she's probably going to get mad at me. But, yeah, she's probably going to get mad at me. So, I was asked to tone it down, you know, by someone who's currently listening to the show. You know, once again, I love you. I'm not going to put your name out there right now, but love you, girl. And what am I toning down? My language? Listen, there's all types of languages that's floating around, all types of words every day, whether it's a rap song, R&B song, it's everywhere.
Whatever.
For you,
everybody else
yeah,
has the freedom of speech. So, this is our form to say what we have to say.
But,
you know, if we're offending somebody, it is what it is.
Yeah, but this is the point or the part where I just find it
you know, interesting how it's acceptable. Is it not acceptable for me? But what about Bill Maher? Or what about I forgot the other dude that he was, you know. Like I said, if I seem a little angry, yeah, I am. Because we're being stupid. Whether you believe in God or not.
Well, it's sad. Well, I have
we're
a lot of things
together.
I'm pissed off about. You know, I'm pissed off that the government don't seem to want to help the working people. And yet they sit there and help. Okay, I understand the low income, they need help. Yes, I understand. But why you help, why the rich? There's always something for the rich and the low income, but yet the middle class, the middle, the working man, have nothing. We can always tell. I can always tell when I go into the supermarket who has food and who don't. The person that has three shopping carts are the ones that don't work. And the people pushing the cart with three items are the ones that work. Why is that? Why? I'm mad at my dad.
Well,
I mean, that pisses me off. It seems like, you know, I should have took another turn in life. You know, sometimes I say, if there's a such thing as reincarnation, I'm not going to work. I'm going to have five kids and get on public assistance and chill. because I'm busting my ass out here and struggling, and every door gets slammed in my face because I have no kids, everything is no. And people, I see people surpassing me because they got kids and they're not working, and I'm out here busting my butt, going to work. And nothing, no door seems to open for me. It's just not fair. So that's what I'm angry about.
Well, listen, hey, I'm not going to knock your anger, but real quick, yo, you're on live with the menu. 347-324-3395 is the calling number. We're talking about America, the ugly side of beautiful. Now, get back to what you're saying. Is that just goes to show you society nowadays does not value the working man
or
woman.
Well, they don't value the working man, and it's sad. You know, why is it? I went to the pharmacy, and it's like they don't care about the working man and the elderly. You know, it's like, come on, you could tell this woman worked her life. Oh, she worked all her life. Now she retired. Why is her medicine $73? But meanwhile, back at the ranch, somebody who's healthy, who can get up and get a job on public assistance, got Medicaid, and their medicine is free. But yet this old woman who worked all her life has to pay $73 for her medicine because whatever coverage she had working with don't cover everything. It's just not fair. Why are we working?
Because some of us have what's called a work ethic. You have some people that fall on hard times and they lose a job. And then you have other people that have intentions.
I understand that. No, I'm not talking about them. Nope. I'm not talking about those who live off of it.
Well, I put it out there because, once again, knowledge and when people listen, or through a conversation in general, when people listen, people interpret it how they choose to. So my whole thing is, once again, I'm not knocking your hustle. You know, love you, girl. But my thing is this, don't label me angry. I told my daughter today, it's quicker and easier for someone to label you than for them to get to know you. Or really,
right, because in that way they don't have to hear your story. They're just like,
yeah,
oh, she's just angry. Just whatever. Don't pay him no mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't pay him no mind. He's
like,
mad.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I'm mad for a reason. I'm not mad because somebody stole my last piece of chicken. I'm not mad because, oh my gosh, somebody skipped me on the line at the gas station. I'm mad and I'm angry because we've been, in existence for how many other millions of years or thousands of years man has been around and we're still shitting on each other? Like, it doesn't make any sense at all, and I don't understand why does it have to be that way. So if I'm going to be labeled the angry black man because I don't like what's going on, then so be it. So you can be labeled the passive person, like what's going on, and when they shovel the shit in your face, then what are you going to do? You're going to go look for somebody like me to speak for you, because they're not going to listen.
Exactly.
You know, there's a time to be passive, and there's a time to, you know, to stir the pot. And right now,
as I've been, like, looking back months, couple of years, ever since the Trayvon Martin incident. I mean, it's been before that, but just name one of the things out there, Trayvon, Mike Brown. Like, are you serious? Whether it's racist
it's
or not.
That.
Whether you know, it's ignorance. That's what it is. It's straight up ignorance. And I find it interesting how Mike Brown was on his way to college, but they didn't exploit that. They didn't put that on the news. They just wanted to put how, you know, he was, you know, he went and stole some cigars. What is that saying to these young men out here, these high school kids? What is it saying to these kids out here in general? What's it saying to them? No matter how hard you try, you still a nigga. No matter how
basically
hard you try, you still, you know, you're still a target. Like I said,
yeah, at the end of the day, no matter what money you have or whatever, you still a black man. That's it.
And but that's my problem. That's my problem. Because when do we, with or not just we, but when do people actually get their just due? When do people, you know, are being, why are people not being given the credit for the things that they do? Meanwhile, the people who don't do anything, as you basically stated earlier with the whole system thing, the people who don't do nothing are being given everything. This is what it's
and that makes me angry. And if I sound angry about that, because I am very angry
You have every right, because our tax dollars are going towards taking care of some people who just want to be taken care of. They just want to be lazy.
And then you know what's the sad part about it? They won't even give a working person food stamps. Don't you think a working person needs food stamps, America? Because they have, okay, because listen, you have to take some of the money that you have to buy food, which takes away from the rent. Okay, so you would think that the working person could get some food stamps, but no, they want to give it to that big old strong motherfucker that can probably lift a car, and then the girl who had like 5 kids, aren't you wondering how she's having the baby? A man is doing something, like really, but yet you giving her all that help, not questioning why she's having all these babies. But yet you're giving her assistance, and meanwhile the other person is busting their butt, having a stroke, not even enjoying their life, but yet they get everything free. It's not fair. Why should I have to go in the supermarket with my calculator out, counting how much money I'm spending? And like, old man, got to put that back. But meanwhile, like I said, they got 3 shopping carts. I'll be wanting to just slap them. They piss me off.
And you know what? And that's the thing. I mean, how many times have you seen a situation where somebody leaving the supermarket after using their EBT and then they hop in a Mercedes Benz and you turn around and go to, or they hopping in a high end car and you like, what?
And I'm getting on the damn bus and train because my rent is
like,
damn near $2,000. What? Come on.
Yeah,
and meanwhile, Gwyneth is paying for their rent.
$59.95, maybe less than that.
That mean that's not fair. They were paid for. Their medicine paid for.
Paid
why?
For.
Because they laid on their back and had kids, y'all. Like, what the hell? I'm like, I did it wrong, B.
No, you know what the thing is? You're just not the type of person that's down for that type of ride. You're not that type of person. You'd rather go out there and make your own. You don't want anything handed to you. And I can understand that, and I can respect that. But see, the sad part is, once again,
but it's making me bitter now, B. You understand?
Well,
and I like working,
but,
and I like having my own, but it's becoming not fair. Because it's like I see
now,
everybody else, you know, come on now.
But now, but check this out. It's even beyond me and you. It's not only making people like us angry or bitter, but it's teaching these new cats coming up, these new boys and girls, that, oh, you don't have to work to get certain things. But see, this is what they put out there.
No, just find you a bitch to take care of you.
Yeah, but this is what they put out there. But meanwhile, the powers that be are not telling their kids to do that. They're telling their kids, you're going to become a doctor. You're going to become a lawyer. And you're going to marry someone that already has good credit good hair and money. Like, you're not going to go out there, and if you want to sow your oats, that's fine. But you're not going to marry anything outside of what you were brought up in. That's not happening.
No. And they're not teaching value of anything. Like, it's just sad.
Oh, no.
The mama always told me, you make sure you can do for yourself. Don't depend on nobody for nothing.
Exactly. But these kids, like, these kids out here, they have this attitude of self-entitlement. Like, today, I'm waiting for the bus. This kid walks up to me with a clipboard talking about, now I got my headphones on because I'm on the phone. Kid walks up to me and says something. So I take one ear out and I'm like, huh? And he wants to start talking to me about his basketball team. And I'm like, listen, I'm on the phone. And he was like, oh, you can't take an ear out for me? Yeah, I looked at this kid like, yo, you serious? I'm going to stop what I'm doing and listen to you try to hustle some money out of me. Check this out. Charity starts at home. Okay? Charity starts at home. I'm not trying to knock your hustle, but please don't knock mine. Like, you think I'm supposed to just freely give you some money because you came up with some printed up paperwork about a basketball team? Listen, I'm all in support of kids trying to get certain things together, but there's other ways to do it. I'd rather you go on Facebook and do some GoFundMe. And then take your chance from there. Instead of you out here beating the street, beating people in it, you know, telling people, oh, my basketball team, my this and my that. Listen, this church organizations and all that type of stuff, the same money that you put in the collection plate, the same money they need to be giving back to the community.
Oh, you know the church is, I'm not going to the church because I don't want nobody to come look for me. But you know a lot of these churches don't be helping nobody. Stop it.
Listen. I'm sorry, pulpit things. You can say what they want to say, but it is what it is. It's the ugly side of the beautiful. Like, I love, you know what I'm saying? I have a belief in God just as great as the next person. But the whole thing is, you're not going to play on that. You're not going to play on that. Like, I shouldn't be, you know what I'm saying? Like, with all the money that they receive, whether it's for the choir, whether it's an offering for this, whether it's an offering for that, what do you give back to the community?
Absolutely nothing, not all churches. Like, that's not fair. Then meanwhile, they have all the cars and this and that. And meanwhile, Sister So-and-so couldn't have money for her life. Do you think they would take up a collection and help her have a life? Well, no. They don't care. Some of these churches don't care.
Exactly. It's all about commercialism. And it's all about, you know, basically it's another way of pimping. You know what I'm saying? It's sad, but it's true. And then my whole thing is, once again, when somebody talks about me being angry, they listen, you can't look at a rainbow. You can't look at rainbows all the time, because that's not what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? I've made the statement before, and I'll say it again. Nobody loves the Incredible Hulk until they need him.
Are you right?
Any other
You're
time.
Right. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's getting a car.
Oh, the devil.
Oh,
the devil. Yeah, you saw that?
Yeah, my call just dropped out of nowhere. Wow.
Yes.
My phone just cut.
Yes.
Oh.
That's the devil, y'all. Woo!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I must piss somebody off.
Yes.
now they know how I feel. Now they know how I feel when I got to turn on the news in the morning and hear about another young brother getting shot. Young brother getting shot multiple times. Or I got to hear about how some dude that lives in the forest wanted to blow up a Planned Parenthood for whatever personal reasons. Like, now you know how I feel. Because, you know, Planned Parenthood, yeah, I know. Planned Parenthood, you know, I didn't know, really know that they offer other services. Like, people just seem to think that Planned Parenthood is, like, it's just about abortion or something. But, you know, I heard they do HIV testing and they do other things. So why would you want to do something like that? Why would you
want
to go
control. It's all about control. I wish people stop with the abortion thing. Like, what a woman does to her body is her business. My thing is this. If you don't want her to get rid of the baby, then I'm going to give you my address so you can send me a check every month. How about that?
Well, you know nobody's going to want to do that.
No, well, then they need to mind their business. You don't know what the situation was, how they got pregnant. You don't. People don't know what happened. Mind your business. But I'm mad at the women who come there every month and stuff, and use damn near need a coupon, you know, have 5 abortions, get 1 free. That they're not have problems with.
Yeah, exactly. And my thing is, what type of person, and let's really think about it, what type of person really intentionally wakes up in the morning to want to, like, harm people or destroy somebody's day, or go out there and, like, spread some type of propaganda that you know may trigger some paranoid individual into doing something that they know they just should not be doing? Why do that?
A retard. Because how are you going to sit there and say, you know what, you're killing a life, you're a bad person, let me go to the clinic and kill other innocent people? Does that make sense? You mad because they killing a life, but yet you want to go and take other lives with you? That don't make sense.
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense. It's, they don't have control in their life, so they want to control somebody else's. That don't make sense. You mad over a life that's not even here yet, but yet you want to take lives that are here.
It
make no sense.
It damn sure doesn't.
Okay.
Now, my thing is, like, when they want to, like, anytime a shooting or something happens, they want to talk about gun control. Okay, so knowing that we have the internet and you can access all types of information, how to make a pudding pie, how to make a pudding pie bomb, how to do this, how to do that, why don't you stop that? Why don't you stop the flow of certain types of information on the internet so that way people can't access it? Because I think that's more, a little more dangerous than a firearm, don't you think? Because you're worrying about this one little gun or these guns that people go out there and buy. People are going out there buying guns for a reason, because they feel threatened. They feel that it can protect them. You watch all of these movies and you watch these talk shows, and you look at our military might. It's all about guns. So how could you control something, one of the things that helped so-called win the war in this country? Guns. Fists didn't win it. I mean, me personally, I'm not big on guns. I would like to see every gun gone. I wouldn't care about it. Listen, we can hit each other with fists and rocks. We
and then work it out and then squash it, and that's the end of that. Because I don't understand. You are not a big man because you're walking around with a gun. It's not
exactly
there. You have the upper hand because you have the gun, okay? But put the gun down and build that fist up. That's fist fighting for those who don't know. Like, come on.
Yeah. Because everybody too pretty now. Nobody want to get hurt. No, it goes back to that work ethic. Nobody wants to work. I don't want to have to fight you. That's too much energy. That's too much work. Fighting.
Ain't nobody trying to fight them, please. I got bills to pay. Ain't nobody got time for that. Only the people who don't have anything to lose want to be out there fighting. Like, come on.
Well, and this is true. This is true. I mean, I don't know. There's no justification, you know, in the use of any type of deadly physical force unless you're trying to save your life or saving someone else's life.
Exactly.
The thing that,
but to go out there and fight over nonsense, come on. Oh, you looking at my girl. Oh, is this not really? You want to really shoot somebody because they looking at your girl? Wow, okay.
Well, me and a good friend, we speak very spiritually. He studies the Kabbalah. He was we had a deep talk one day, and he brought it into perspective. It's ego. It's all about the ego. If we were the ego is one of the most dangerous things to have,
especially like, for man.
Exactly, because if you to those who follow the Bible or look at the Bible or are familiar with it, do you think Jesus had an ego? Jesus didn't have no ego. He looked at people for who they are and accepted them for who they are, whether they were a saint or a sinner. He didn't have any ego about him. But yet, people want to take parts of the Bible and use it to their own interpretation or use it to prove their point. But what about the point, the overall point of like, yo, being righteous, loving one another? Like, when did those words just not mean anything anymore? I don't get it. You can go to church on Sunday and start acting a fool Sunday night, Monday morning. Like, come on now. God don't sleep. God watching every day, all day.
Are you sure of that?
You
go ahead and keep doing that, though. You stand before him, he's going to say, I never knew you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but some people gamble with the thought. But if they really knew there was a consequence to those actions, I bet you that they would be different. I bet they would be totally different. But until then, people are always going to roll the dice and take the chance. Well, this might happen, or this might not happen. So I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. Like, listen, whatever you do is your own business, but you don't need to be out there hurting anybody. You don't need to be out there flim-flamming on nobody. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's try to all get along. I'm not trying to make this a We Are the World session, but real talk, it's really ridiculous to turn on the TV and not hear, like, you're hearing negativity every day. Like,
right.
You're hearing something like extremely of somebody throwing their kid out the window, somebody pushing somebody off the roof, or somebody killing themselves. Like, come on now, really? It's not that serious. It's only you that make it that serious. It's never that serious for you to take your life. It's never that serious for you to have to go out there and kill somebody unless they're trying to harm you or harm the loved one. It's never that serious to sit there and dwell in the world of negativity every day. You know, one time I was talking with this young dude. He telling me, oh, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we ain't got nothing to live for. I looked at this dude like, what the hell? I said, dude, I remember when I was your age, we weren't supposed to make it to 25. But we made
it. Please. I was having fun when I was younger. I didn't see the world like how these kids did. I was happy-go-lucky, skipping, and having fun. Crazy.
But that's the thing, Nick. The world is different. The world is scary now. When we were doing it, listen, when we was young, we was able to stand outside in front of the store and talk and have fun. I remember years ago, you were able to drink a beer on the train and nobody would say anything. You didn't get no ticket or nothing like that. Now all of a sudden, you drink on the train, they ready to bury you under the jail. There were no quotas or a whole bunch of agendas. And if they were, we didn't know about them. We was just living our life. People were getting shot. But
exactly.
When you heard about somebody getting shot, it was like, whoa, it was a big deal.
Yeah. It
now
was.
Somebody,
you're absolutely right.
Now somebody getting shot is like, getting a paper cut.
It's like, oh my God, again? Like, what happened this time? What black person got killed this time? That's sad. What black person got killed this time by cop? Come on. Like, that's
yeah,
sad.
It is. It is. And it's like, yo, it's sickening. Because it's just a repetitive cycle that doesn't seem to just stop. I mean, I don't expect it to. I may want it to, but I don't expect it to because there are people that ultimately are making money off of it, making money off the jail system, making money off of people locked up. There are people that have found a way to turn the negative into a positive dollar for themselves or for their people. And I really
just find it sobering how we just become those sacrificial lambs. Like, once again, nobody really cares. But once again, what are we showing this generation? So when they have this attitude of no self-worth, when they have this attitude of self-entitlement, you ask yourself, why? Because training, home training, is not even an issue anymore. You can tell your kid one thing, but the streets are going to tell him something else. You can tell her one thing, but that TV is going to tell her something else. Her friend or
That's
his friend is going to tell him something else. They ain't even listening to what's going on at home. Like, another thing that pisses me off, and I'm going to say it, I don't care who doesn't like it. Yo, to some of you single mothers out there that are promoting that single mother life, you're an asshole. You are part of the problem. You, listen, it was not, it's not the structure. The family structure is not mother and kids. It's mother, father, children. Like, don't sit out there.
See, you know how it is. And it's not like they're doing it purposely. Some of these men do what they do, and some of these women are forced to do it by themselves.
Now, them, the ones that are doing it by themselves because they've been forced into a situation, I applaud you. Because you know what I'm saying, you're built tougher than he was, or he'll ever be. So take pride in knowing that God made you better. To the dude that couldn't hack the stats, you're a loser. That's what it is. Whether you're a loser in life or a loser with your family, you're a loser. Because to walk away from something that you helped create, something that you helped make, and think that it's okay. Why? Because you're paying too much in child support. Why? Because you're getting on your nerves. Why? Because you don't want the responsibility. Listen, we all got things to do, whether it's the responsibility of going out here and taking care of ourselves, making money, or something. We all have responsibilities. So don't make it seem like it's something brand new. Because one thing that I've realized in life, the hard part ain't the kid. It's the relationship between you and your significant other. That's one of the hardest things to maintain. It's not the kid. Yes, they say people grow apart. Why? I don't know. But I can't speak for those people who've been together 20, 30, 40 years. What's their secret? Communication?
Communication.
Actual love. Yeah, actual love and not lust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like,
more
come
so
on.
Communication. They're making it work and working it out instead of just giving up.
And
you
once
know,
again,
sometimes you have to fight for what you want. You know, not everything in life is going to come easy. And a lot of people expect to get the easy way in life. It's not like that.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Fight. Listen, people are more concerned with fighting each other than actually fighting for a cause or fighting for a reason. You know, you giving me some cold french fries at McDonald's is more of a reason for me to start fighting. Like, you not having hot, fresh cookies or fresh chicken or fresh vegetables when I go in the store, that's more of a reason to fight than me actually going for something that means something, a cause, a reason. Like, I wonder what, I can understand it being prideful because you did it alone, but there's some people out there that don't have to do it alone. So, once again, when I talk about those single mothers, don't promote something that somebody else may not be in agreement with, because society is going to jump on the negative more than the positive. Because society nowadays wants the broken home. The powers that be, their homes are not broken. Trust and believe, they sit down at 5, 6 o'clock and eat dinner with their families. You, however, don't.
because you don't think that's what how it's supposed to be. Well, I grew up like that. Before my parents passed away, we actually sat down and had dinner. We wasn't focused on the TV. You know, we actually talked to each other. But that's how I grew up. So somebody's probably saying, damn, he must have grew up with the Flintstones. No. No, I didn't. But the thing is, what changed? And why did it change? Why such a disruption?
It's
you know what I'm
question.
Saying? It is a good question. And it's a question that I don't have an answer for. Because, like I said, to me, there's no reason for it. I love sitting down with my daughter and, like, eating and talking, not picking up the cell phones and stuff like that. There's no need for it. I want to know what happened to her day. And my daughter asked me, so how was your day? My day, you know, and I let her know.
I have a good relationship, and that's good.
Yeah, but that's the thing. We need to work on the relationships with one another.
Mm-hmm.
We need to work on that more because there's no longer a center of focus. People are so focused on getting something from one another. What can you do for me? And honestly, I can't do nothing for you. What can you do for yourself? That's the real question. That's what I can do for you. I can offer you a bit of advice. What can you do for yourself? Because I'm not looking for you to do anything for me. But it's all about gimme. Gimme, gimme, gimme. These kids nowadays,
mm-hmm.
gimme, gimme, gimme. Rocking all these Jordans. Like, I was in a discussion with somebody last night about Michael Jordan. I don't know when the whole anti-Jordan thing start to happen, but people are really mad. Like, there's a lot of people out there that are really turning against Jordan. And, you know, allegedly, they say that he is well invested in the prison system. And
that's what they say. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what
not
going to
jump on the bandwagon everybody else. So, you know, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I don't know either. But him, you know, I mean, I remember years ago they were talking about his sneakers being made in a sweatshop and, you know, all types of stuff. I mean, listen, it's all allegedly, but still in all, it had to start somewhere. It had to start somewhere.
Exactly.
I mean, my daughter loves Jordan. Do I support it? Not really.
I ain't spending that much on a pair of sneakers. I'm buying me my Reebok and it's also $50. I ain't spending all that money.
Because we have a different set of priorities.
Uh-huh.
We have a different set of priorities nowadays. And I like I said, I don't know, man. It just bugs me out. Like I said, to those who are listening, if I come across angry to you, I mean, that's you. That's your interpretation. I can't wear that chain. I'm just getting things off my chest just as well as Cole is getting things off her chest. It's just a sad state of affairs out here nowadays, and it's like, why? There's no reason. There really is no reason. No concrete reason other than hate, selfishness, and ego that's going on right now, fueling everything that's going on. Hate, greed is another one. Like, I don't really understand why I have to turn on TV and it's just such buffoonery and negative stuff going on. As many people say that they believe in God and believe in a higher force and all this and that, they Really? If you do, then how do you treat your fellow person, your fellow human, like trash? How do you do that? I don't understand.
It's easy for them.
Is it really?
It's a joke. Some of these people are a joke.
Yeah, it is, sadly. It is. I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, it's beyond my comprehension. And certain things I just choose not to comprehend because I don't want it to drive me crazy. Because if you sit down and ask yourself some of these questions on a constant basis, or keep watching the news, like some of this, like the people, once again, people wonder why I'm mad, because I'm constantly looking at things that are making me angry. I'm constantly looking at things that are making me really question our being. Like, what's the purpose? What's the purpose of being here if we're so busy tearing each other down? Because eventually we'll tear each other apart, then nobody will be here. Like, you know what's funny? I watched The Walking Dead. And I was never big on it until my cousin, put me on to it. And I really got into it. At first, it just started making me paranoid. Like, I just started looking at everybody like they were a damn zombie. But technically, there are a lot of people are. There are. There are a lot of zombies out here. Metaphorically.
Yeah, different kind of zombies. Yeah.
And, but the thing that shocks me the most is that you have some living people that are not zombies living in a apocalyptic time with this zombie thing, and they're still fighting amongst each other.
Uh-huh.
Are you serious? What are you fighting for? Like, you're surrounded by Walking Dead people, yet you choose to kill, to continue killing the living.
Yeah, and eating them at that, the other time when they was eating them. Oh, like, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm appalled, but I think so many people gravitate. Yeah, exactly. That's why I think so many people gravitate towards the whole Walking Dead thing, because it has that drama suspense, but there's a realness to it. There's very much, and it's so real that it's scary. And like I said, a zombie doesn't have to be somebody dead walking around. But then again, metaphorically, mentally, they can be dead. They have
yeah,
nothing to do with themselves. They're just roaming around, just taking up space, doing nothing. So yeah, they are real zombies. They may not be the zombies that we see on TV, but they're out there. But like I said,
exactly,
that's scary. It's really scary. And you know, I just wonder, where do we go from here? Like, what's the next step in so-called evolution, if we were ever to evolve? Because it seems like, if anything, we're killing ourselves quicker than we're trying to get to the next level. Like, what's next?
I have no idea. I just basically just continue doing what I do. That, like I said, it's sad. Continue to busting your butt. And just doing what you have to do. Because we can't focus on anybody else. Even though you may see things and be like, that's not fair, but we got to still keep our eye on that prize.
Exactly.
A lot of things you do, like I know for me, a lot of stuff I do is for self-fulfillment. So I mean, as long as I can be, you know, I got to be happy. Even though I'll be angry at times that, like, why am I struggling? You know, meanwhile other people have it made. But you know what? I'm that one black person that they can't say I call for anybody for help. You know, I'm not out there having all the babies. I'm actually doing this by myself. So for me, that's my accomplishment, and I'm going to keep doing what I have to do. And that's all you have to do, too. Just keep being a good father, doing what you have to do, and that's it.
Oh, that's, listen, my attitude is what you eat don't make me shit. So my whole thing is like, yo, I'm going to do what I need to do for myself and my daughter and for my loved
one. That's right.
Like, don't knock my hustle because I'm not going to knock yours. Simple and plain. That's the, like, I don't need, like, I'm good. I don't need to know anybody else. I don't need any new friends. I'm good with the amount of people. There's nothing wrong with making some associates. Hey, we can talk. Yeah, hey, how you doing? But yo, I don't need no more friends. I'm good. I'm good. I'm at the point in my life where I'm at peace with the people that I know and not really giving a damn about the people that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And leaving it at that. Because nowadays people come with a lot of stuff. Sometimes you invite people in and you don't know what they're coming in for.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't bring everybody in your house.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? You really can't. It's sad that you have to be that type of person nowadays and change your character and turn the other cheek. It's sad you got people out there begging for money. And then they turn around and they going home to their apartment. Like, dude, begging for money ain't a job. There's people out there that really need help. But yet
that aggravates me, though. You know, especially to see a man beg for money. That really bothers me because a man, he has more options out there than a woman does. Because there's a lot of jobs out there that men can do that we can't. And to see a guy that's always in McDonald's or whatever out there begging and then catch an attitude because you don't give them. Man, do you know? Just because people are working don't mean they have it. Because a lot of us, me included, are living paycheck to paycheck just to make ends meet. And guess what? We need that money in our pockets so we won't be out there with you.
No doubt. We do have a caller. 3054, you're on the air with the menu.
The King of Kings has returned, everyone. It's been a very, very long time.
What's up, brother? How are you?
Hey.
Hey, girl. I've been listening. I've been running around, so I'm outside in the studio. So forgive me if you hear any sirens. Because, you know, we're up in the hood and everything. But,
it's all good.
There's two things I'm very upset with Brother B right now. He did not mention how much he loves me and he missed me. I need to get something off my chest that Nicole had never called in on my show. Hello. But that's okay.
Yeah.
I still love
you. No, it's not how it was, honey. I'm sorry. My job is very physical. I do a man's job.
So my job takes a toll on my body. Brother B can tell you what I do, so I need all the rest I can get. That's another thing why he's so pissed off.
You know, and I'm not doing a man's job, and these people out here chilling, collecting money, and I break my body down. Don't get me started.
No problem. I'm just messing. But there's two things I want to bring up, though, overall, about Brother B's statement earlier about people that. Overall, people think in this generation they have self-entitlement. They're entitled to everything in life.
Yes.
Money, material things. And just like you, Nicole, I work 10, 12 hours a day. Bust my ass, living from paycheck to paycheck. But I have no problem with that. At least I know I'm taking care of my responsibilities.
Right.
But the problem with people today is, yes, they want the Jordans and all that stuff, but they have no responsibilities. Once they reach our age, they're like, the hell with this stuff. You don't need it.
That's right.
I don't care about materials anymore. As long as I got my liquor and my kids out there, I'm good.
Yeah. I hear
That's
you.
Right.
Listen, I'm not mad at that.
You know, as long as I have clothes, my rent is paid for, I'm like, I go to Modell, not to sponsor them, but I go there all the time, buy my $20 jeans. I don't care. So
really?
Who are we impressing right now? Let's be honest.
Listen, the people who are the millionaires and the billionaires, unless they go into a fair, You don't see them dressing in all that expensive True Religion and all this. And listen, most, if you got some of the models out there that advertise that stuff and they don't even wear it.
Oh,
because they're
all
about saving a dollar.
Well, you know, I deal with celebrities all the time, as you guys know. If you see what they look like before they go out in the public, you're like, wow, really? Without the makeup, they're like normal people.
Yeah,
but they know how to invest their
important.
Money.
Yeah, then because their
priorities are not
important.
In order.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, they kill me. They walk out there, oh,
well,
I got my Coach bag and this and that. But guess what? Do you have life insurance? You got
nope,
that
no.
Coach bag and you got this neck. But do your ass have life insurance? Are
no.
you going to be buried in Potter's Field? Come on, let's keep it.
And you know what?
Are
you surprised? You surprised how cheap some of these celebrities are? Like, wow, you have millions of dollars, but you won't spend a dime on so and so because you're investing in money on other things. Business.
They look at the future.
Yeah.
We a lot of us, it's sad to say, a lot of our people and our generation just dwell on today. They're not looking at tomorrow. They're just dwelling on today.
Sure.
And
so
that's
you gotta
sad
think
part.
About all that. You have to man, you have to think about everything. I make sure I think about everything. I have to make sure I have insurance, disability, everything. Even though that makes your check lower, but anything can happen where you never know where you're gonna be. So you have to make sacrifices in order to make sure that you are good, not just for today, but for tomorrow.
And you know
but
what?
You know,
I agree 100%. Oh, I'm sorry, brother. Please go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I tell my interns all the time because, you know, they're young. I know you guys are hungry. You want to make that money. But don't make the same mistake I did. Look about your future. You can make the money now, but anything can happen to you. Think about the benefits. Benefits
That's
is
right.
the key thing to have. Without benefits,
exactly.
you're nothing.
That's right.
And, you know,
exactly.
they laugh at me, but they laugh at me. But when they go out to the real world, half of them text me back, like, Uncle Rodney, you may be a miserable prick, but you was right. I'm like, gee, thanks. I think.
Well, you know what another thing is, this generation, do they really dream? Like, do they even
no.
think anymore?
It's all about
and,
the fast money.
But that's sad because it's like they have nothing to look forward to. Because we ourselves are not giving them anything to really look forward to. They turn on the TV, there's nothing to look forward to. They go to school, there's nothing to look forward to. They're being told and not educated on facts that don't have anything to do with them or not conducive to survival in the real world. They're not being told anything positive to push them forward in the real world. This is exactly why a lot of them don't go to school and they're out there doing the dumb things that they're doing because they're not focused, they have no vision, and a lot of them feel they don't have a purpose.
How many times
and the parents are
table?
Not pushing them today.
Oh, no, but they're too busy doing God knows what. Everybody has their own different reason.
Yeah.
But how many times you watch your cable and you're like, you're paying all that money and there's nothing on TV?
Exactly. Uh-huh. But you don't. But you don't want to cancel the service because something might be on TV.
Exactly.
Something might come on.
I told you. I don't have cable. I don't have no cable at all. I'm living off
so,
of Hulu and Netflix because
well,
cable is so expensive.
Come over to my place with some Netflix and chill. Then I don't mind.
you're so stupid.
Come on, I got Netflix.
But wait a minute.
I'm good with the Netflix and the Hulu money. I got that.
But
I ain't paying for that. No. Uh-uh.
Don't worry,
I never understood that. You know, when you home with your son and stuff, you're like, I'm still complaining. But then when you get out there in the real world, you understand.
Yeah.
I'm surprised y'all got time to watch TV. I need to catch up.
I watch my cartoons for an hour, and that's it. I go straight to sleep. 3 hours later, back to the white man. So that's my time.
The TV is what keeps me sane. If I don't have television, then people gonna be the blunt. So that's
true.
That's true. The saddest beat for me.
No,
it's true, but like Brother B said, when you turn on the TV, you get nothing but negativity all the time, especially in the news.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to watch
it.
It
messes with your mind a little bit. Like, geez.
Even some of these, shows, is this a high level of violence? Like, there's nothing, there's no type of substance to a lot of these shows. It's either sex or violence. There's no real in between. There's nothing speaking on anything longevity or having some type of purpose. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
Well, I don't mind the sex part. Trust me on that. You know.
Well, I like ratchet television, so I'm guilty of that. So I can't say that.
As long as you don't go out there and perpetuate the stereotypes, then that's different.
Oh no,
I mean we all like our
entertainment. I just like to watch these fools and laugh at them, but no, I would never do it.
Oh yeah, that's it. We all like our entertainment, you know. But you know, in the grand scheme of things, it is what it is. But we have 3 minutes to go, and Hot Rod, your final thought on the topic of America, ugly side of beautiful.
America,
you know,
need prayers more now than ever before, but prayers doesn't work. People have to do upon themselves. We cannot wait on other people because you got to take action now. If you go, once again, self-entitlement is BS. If you want something, just go and get it, period.
I agree.
Yeah. Nicole, you have any final thoughts?
I agree with Hot Rod. Like, for me, the best things in life is worth fighting for. And if something comes to you too easy, then it's not meant for you. So you just have to keep doing what you have to do.
True. Well, I mean, my final thought is, you know, like I said, I hope, you know, any of the listeners didn't interpret or take too much offense to what I was saying. But like I said, I was just getting things off my chest. And, you know, I feel I'm entitled to do that. But we really need to be a whole lot better to one another. We really need to look at the man or the woman in the mirror and make some changes, because we can pray, as Hot Rod said, we can pray. But as also Hot Rod says, just prayer is not going to happen. It has to be backed with something. It has to be backed with action. Because you can sing Kumbaya and a whole bunch of spiritual hymns all you want to. But at the end of the day, it's still going to be somebody pulling out that gun or pulling out that bomb, wanting to shoot or blow somebody up. So take it to the streets, what you got to do. And on that note, that wraps up the episode of The Menu. Thank you, Hot Rod, Mr. Hot Rod, for calling in. And stop moving the show, man. I wanted to call in yesterday. Yes, Hot Rod is a great show. Absolute truth. He's coming on, I believe, Mondays at 9 p.m.
Yeah, Monday night.
You know, Nietzsche B and Sean Black. And thank you, Nicole, for holding me down. Nicole is going to be MIA for a little while, so she got to go save the planet.
I'm gonna hang in there and do what I gotta do, but I'll let you know when I go MIA. I'm gonna try to hang in there.
All right, I know that we're gonna make sure we do a fun topic next week. Okay, fun topic. All right, no problem. All right, y'all, everybody have a good night. Once again, peace from The Menu. Thanks for listening.
Good night, everybody. Bye.
Later. Bye.